supermarket. Now, it seems, they are transported to warehouses and gassed. There to languish for a year or so. I'm thinking of the preoccupation these guys have with gas. Somebody's gonna have to analyze that once we're free. You know? They are, I've potted that for a while now, the way they keep messing with the good energy, blend it with the particulates. Well, they do that to our produce as well. Ain't nothing not tortured under this sad system premised on abuse. All right, continuing with Proudhon. Seeing the misery of my age, who of heart does this not resonate with? Who has not had this same experience? At some point during your childhood or adolescence, it's like, what the hell is going on here? Proudhon worked so hard so that so that those who came after wouldn't have to suffer as we still are. We were given friends. Don't let us have to need nobody else to get friends, please. Continuing with Proudhon, seeing the misery of my age, I said to myself, among the principles that support society, there's one which it does not understand, which its ignorance has vitiated, and which causes all the evil that exists. This principle is the most ancient of all. With my comment, I'm asking that we consider the implications of what he's saying when he says that our knowledge of the infinite is part of our experience, a knowledge that we come to the world possessed with. Let's consider this from our view of a world which has been taken as a project, a social experiment by a handful of men compared to the total world population that consciously made it totalitarian and decidedly fascist with the theft of Nikola's EMF weapon. Let's consider that this knowledge that we have when we come is denied by the constructed material reality of class, a negation of our inherent knowledge, the truth, which, when uncritical class-trained parents do not name or refer to our inherent truth, do not explain or correct this confusing silence and this negation on the part of the material world of class and its social relations of our truth. In time, this silence serves to extinguish our knowledge of it, the infinite, our confidence in it, and therefore our love, our deep love that takes in the all of it and believes in good fellowship. And worse even than this, this is done with intention, with a vision that would mean a global institutionalization of hate, of moral evil, and permanently replace our inherent nature of love with mutual mistrust and suspicion. This is its destination. A global class system means the end of our hope to fully realize our moral nature in the establishment of a global good fellowship. To challenge this threat and to oversee the deconstruction of the system, we will send friends.